Blog Talk Radio.
Able to come back on tonight, so I am back, and I hope that all is well with you out there. My name is Mary Hollis. I am your host for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, tonight we're going to talk about resetting back. Reset. When you reset, that means you go back and reset the button. Just like, for instance, you wanted something. You were looking at a movie, and there's a part in the movie that you wanted to go back to see. So that's resetting it. So you reset it because you want to see it again. But we want you to reset for a positive way. And what I'm going to tell you what Joel Osteen said about resetting today. And he said, there is something powerful about being able to start over. So it's a great thing to start, being able to start over. And also being able to be forgiven by God. You know, even though that you have done something horrible, said something horrible throughout your life, that God, you can go back and ask God for his forgiveness, and he will always forgive you. That is wonderful. So you can always start over and getting things done the way it should be or what you want it to be. So restart that button, reset it, and start over. Whether it's a brand new start in life or just a brand new start of the week, the opportunity to begin again is something that we all need to do at some point in our life. And as a widow, yes, there are many things that we have to start all over again. Some things we never did before, and we got to start at a point and doing it. And I'm going to talk about some of those things later. But let me finish, tell you what Joel Osteen said as well. God gives us a new start, a chance to reset. Every single day he gives us that opportunity. Resetting doesn't mean you don't ever have problems, and you should know that by now. God said we will have tribulation, and we all have experienced it, and that doesn't mean that we won't experience it again. It means that there is a brand new hope and new outcome for the situation and the circumstances that you are facing. And things are, as you go along experiencing resetting, each time you should be able to be stronger and get stronger, wiser, and understand the situation better. It means those things that I'm adding to what Joel is saying as well. It means that there is a brand new hope and a new outlook for the situation that you are facing, a circumstance that you are facing. You will be blessed as you see how much God loves you. He'll show that he cares, and he wants you to start over to do the right thing. He will be forgiving. He cares about you and desire you to live in victorious and freedom every day. To take a bold step of faith today into God's ever-increasing favor, goodness, and mercy for your life. That's from Joel Osteen. He's telling you that you can reset that button. And sometimes we have to reset the button to let us know what God has done before. He's blessed us before. That doesn't mean he's not going to bless us again. So when we have to reset that button, we have to reset the button to realize that he'll never leave us or forsake us. He's going to always be there for us. That doesn't mean he's always going to answer every single one of our prayers, but he's going to always be there. So resetting the button can be in different ways. Resetting it to do the right thing, resetting it to understand that he's done it for you before, he'll do it again. He hasn't stopped blessing. He's always in the blessing business. So just knowing that you can always reset it to do better, and then you can also reset it to remember what he did before so you can go forward. But I also want to read some scriptures, some strong scriptures that I'm reading. So I'm going to be all over the place, but it's relating to the same thing. God says in Isaiah, the scripture says in Isaiah 58:11, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whom water never fails. So that's mean that he's going to always be there. He's going to always give you what you need. Now, he said he will supply your every need. That doesn't mean he supplies every request. And I found that out recently because I haven't been working, but he supplies my daily need. He never leaves me or forsakes me. He doesn't let me go hungry. I might go without with something, but it won't be something that it will take away. I never went hungry. I have done without some things that pretty much I could do without. But he is always there. He has supplied. I can tell you a whole lot of stuff of what he's done in the last 25 years since my husband has passed away. So I can go over and over again. And my children, they see I made some sacrifice, but they were good sacrifice. They know the things that I've done for them, I've allowed them to experience. And my daughter said, Mama, you had us in everything, and we don't know how you did it and how you got the money. But you know one thing? God always found a way that most of those things that they did, I didn't have to pay for it. God made a way. Yes, he made a way. So all of those things I didn't have to pay. Yes, I sacrificed my time and energy. Oh, yes. But He supplied all my needs and the children needs too. My son was involved in a lot of things also. He went to Morehouse every summer from 8th grade to 12th grade. I didn't have to worry about what he was going to do in the summer. He went there. They took him on trips and stuff. And they also prepared him for SAT, increasing his SAT scores. They did so much and teaching him how to be a man, how to shake hands when he goes on an interview, how to dress, how to eat at a table, the different silverware, the different forks and knives and all those things. I didn't have to pay for none of those things, none of those things. So God is able. He will definitely supply your needs in one way or other, not always the way that we want it, but he will supply your needs. So he will guide you always, and he will satisfy your needs, and you will be like a well-watered garden. And you know when a well-watered garden is watered, that means those fruits will blossom. Those fruits, those vegetables will blossom. They will look pretty and green. So that's what he does for you. Let me move on to another one. In Proverbs, while you're going through the different things, you're resetting, you got to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And there's several scriptures I've been reading lately because of different things that I desire for him to work with me on. And there's one in Proverbs 16:3. And you know one thing, I have some senior moments at times, so just be knowing that if I forget, it's because I have those senior moments from time to time. But I'm not claiming to always be there. It says, the Lord will establish your plan. Oh, I can't even get that. Those thoughts all of a sudden just went out of my mind. But anyway, I'm sure you all have heard that scripture before. It'll come back to me, and I'll say it again after it comes back to mind. But there is another one, Psalms 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I will go, for you I will lift up my soul. You know, the scripture, these different scriptures is one that you should read and go to, because it helps you to get through the different time in your life. Also, I want to go to excuse me. Renewal. That's also similar to resetting. Create me a pure heart, O God, and renew my steadfast spirit within me. There is no two snowflakes are alike. There's no two sunset ever exactly the same. Your creator delivered a masterpiece with every smoke of artistry he inspires. You are not different. With each touch of your hand, with every letter you read in his words, he changes your heart from old to new. Forming you into his image, you become more like him each moment you spend with him. Your creator makes all things new. Resetting, meaning being renewed. Become a new creature in Christ. He'll continue shaping the perfect you, getting you back together again. So there are certain things that happens in our life that we have to reset, because we will sometimes we are, when we're going through certain things, we lose faith, we lose our love for God in the way that we should. We sometimes lose faith and the things that he still can do, he's able to do, even though we're going through what we're going through. So just know that he has all powers in his hand to reset those buttons, reset us to go forward. He has the power, and he's able to help us to start over again. Now, I have the Widow's Touch right next to me here. There are 26 stories in there, and there's 26 widows. They had to reset their life all over again. So just knowing that God is able to do whatever you might be going through now, he has all powers. One of the widow, she had to take charge. That's the name of her story, taking charge. She had to learn how to do everything that her husband used to do for her. And pretty much she didn't have to do a whole lot of stuff. She had to learn how to get a home improvement person to come over and fix certain things. She had to go to the dealership for the first time and take her car. There's so many things that she had to do. But guess what? At this time in her life, she's at peace. She's gotten through it. God has taught her how to. God has given her support of people to get her through that. Now she can talk and laugh about it, that what she went through. So just knowing that he can reset those things back to get back you back together again. Also, there is another person that she couldn't face the real world, again. She didn't know how to face it at that particular time. She didn't know how to write a checkbook. She didn't know how to take care of insurance business. She didn't know how to do pretty much anything. She didn't want to stay alone. She wanted to hang around her children. But now God has reset her life back together again. She's dancing, she's acting, she's doing a whole lot of different things. But before, she didn't know that she could do those things. But God just reset that whole thing up. He just reset it to know that she can, God gave her a new start, a new chance to reset her life back together again. So I see where Joel Osteen was going with this, and resetting your life is making changes that you are able to go forward, learning how to do things that you didn't know how to do before, but just knowing that God is right there helping you with it. Just keep resetting those buttons. Reset the button knowing that you can learn how to do those things again. Learn how to do it again. Learn how to do it. Because I didn't have to do a lot of things myself, because my husband took care of all the maintenance problems. I did the washing, the cooking, the cleaning. and he did a lot of cooking as well. But I pretty much took care of the household. He took care of all the maintenance and the outside. I didn't have to never deal with anything. But you know what I learned how to do? Because he was so into his grass. He bought, we had one of the most expensive lawn and grass, and he took so much pride in it. So I always wanted to make sure that I took care of his grass. I bought a book, and I learned what zoysia grass was, how to maintain it, how to do certain things. I learned how to do and make sure. And even I got so good at it that when I had some, I didn't let anybody come and cut my grass. I didn't let anybody put seed, fertilizer, whatever in my grass. I knew how many applications I needed to do every summer. I knew the importance of making sure the grass get water during the summer. I knew all of it, but I learned how to do it because I knew I wasn't gonna let the grass die because he's put so much time in it, and he'd always looked so nice and green and pretty during the summer. And I made sure, and whenever I got someone to cut the grass, I made sure that person was cutting lawns for a while and knew exactly what to do. And even my neighbors know it. My neighbor would used to kid me about the grass and what I would do. And if that person didn't do the right thing, they know that they'll be fired in a minute. And my neighbors then will laugh about, uh-oh, Ms. Hollis going to be mad about this. So you can learn how to do those things. You can learn how to do all the things that is necessary to be done now at the loss of your husband. But you got to ask God to help you, give you resources and people. So just knowing that you can do all those things that, not as well as he, but pretty much get people that can help you with those different things. So the different stories in this book, it's just amazing how each widow, what they had to go through. And now I'm going to have a panel of discussion done soon. And I want these widows to show new widows how they can get through this time in their lives, that they too can be as content as they are right now because they have moved on, they are at peace, and they know what they went through, but they know it was God who helped them to get through these different times in their lives. The resources, the people, the friends, the neighbors, the church members, the coaches, all of those people, he will definitely put in your presence to make sure that those things are done. But you also got to have faith and believe that he will. Just keep praying. Don't stop. Pray without ceasing. Because he will do it. He's done it for me for 25 years. I'm still doing it. I don't feel that I'm a widow anymore because if I've been a widow so long, I just feel like I'm just a single woman. But he has done, the unimaginable thing in my life, in my children's life. I mean, just blessing after another. I mean, there are things that I still desire and I haven't received, but if I sit down and think about all the goodness that he's done for me and my children, those things that I still desire, it takes away those thoughts of wanting so much because of so many things that he's done for me and my children. He's blessed, he just has done marvelous and unbelievable things in my me and my children's life. So just knowing that he can do all those things, bring peace and love back in your heart, knowing that you can go on without him. But you know one thing? We were never promised that we would always have our spouse. It could have been the other way around. It could have been you gone, and your spouse would have been here. Your husband would have been here. He would have to deal with the same kind of situation. So just knowing that we do not know, but we must cherish the time when we're together. And that's one of the, my sister mentioned in her story, her name of her story was My Protector's Gone. Now, she regretted a time that they didn't do things together, but she's moved on with her life. She's doing different things. She missed those things, and she can't go back and start it all over again. But she included that information in the book, letting others who read this book to know that it's important for them to spend time together, more together than they probably are doing now. So there's so many good stories from this A Widow's Touch, and there's one of them that I hope that you all have read that book, that story, and if you haven't, please do. It's Moan, Mourn, and Move On. Now, that is a story to read. All of them are wonderful stories, but the things that she went through and to be able to write her story, and now she has moved on. That's just like resetting it, resetting her life again to know that she is moving on, because we can't bring them back to life again. The good thing is one day we might see them again, be with them up in heaven. But until then, God wants us to continue to move on. Move on with our life and also help someone else. The most important thing that will fill your life is helping someone else. Helping another widow, it doesn't have to be just a widow. It can be a family member's friend or whatever. Helping other people and what they might need, comfort, a meal, money, or whatever the situation is that, but helping others relieves you, gives you more, a whole lot of love and comfort in your heart that that also take away those moments that you feel. So do that. When we give, take the shoe boxes to the women's shelter, how much they appreciate it. So do those things. Do something for someone else, and it'll take away those feelings that you're sad, feelings that you're having, because that will help you to know that doing something for someone else means so much, so you can spend time or whatever. But keep resetting. Two ways. Resetting it forward, and you can also reset it backwards. Resetting it backwards is letting you know what God has done in the past, and he'll do it again. Resetting it forward, meaning getting yourself together to go forward in life, to go on and enjoy life, your children, your grandkids, or whatever. So that's my message for tonight. The word reset. You can reset backwards and forward. Both of them is a good thing. So just think about that this week. Whenever you're going through anything, God has done so much for you. Resetting it forward. I'm going to get off this chair and this corner and this bed, and I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to do something positive for someone else. That's what you need to do. Reset. Reset. And we have a few announcements. I want you all who has read the book to go on Amazon.com and do our review. Go and write something about the book. Right now, it's on Amazon with a 5-star. That's great. We've had some few people to go on Amazon and do reviews. So please do that and pump it up. Give our book a great rating so others will purchase it. And when you and make sure that you encourage others to purchase a book, because this is helping our ministry, and we need your support. The other thing, we had a great time for Valentine, and I hope I had so many positive feedbacks and that they had a great time as well. And I had a good time myself, so I'm just happy that everybody had a great time. It was beautiful. Everybody was looking beautiful and everything. We have more activities coming up. This month, March, we're supposed to be going bowling or going to see a play. But the thing to it, most of the plays that is at Porter Sanford's in our area, it's during the day. So, and then there's a couple of them that are going to be on Saturday at 8 p.m. That's kind of late. So we're going to have to find something else as far as getting the group together to go to a play. We will have to have something that's not just in the morning, because everybody, some people still work. Then the one that is at 8 p.m., that's a little bit late, because by the time you finish, probably most of the time play is almost 2 hours. So that's 10 o'clock. So that's kind of late for people to be getting home. So we're going to keep looking and checking out some other plays that is at a good time that we all can get home safely and earlier. But we are going to be going bowling. Miss Mandy Walker is our coordinator that handles that, and she'll be taking care of that soon. She's been busy dancing and doing all these different things for Black History. She's been quite busy. And what else is happening? That's pretty much it for the month of March. We're not going to have a meeting. We really want to go out and go bowling or something of that nature. But I'll keep you informed what we're going to be doing. And that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and reset, reset, reset. Have a great night. Tune in again next week, same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
It looked as if it was over.